Welcome to the Cam Kashani Show, where we are redefining beauty, body, and self. The purpose and vision of this show is to help everyone feel beautiful, powerful, and enough. To heal the definition of beauty, body, and self that you currently have, to allow you to feel more empowered and self-aware, and as a result, love yourself at an unwavering, unconditional, and unapologetic level. I'm your host, Cam Kashani. All right. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Cam Kashani Show. As always, it is an absolute honor to be here with you, wherever you may be, sending you love and light on your day, evening, night, whatever time it is, wherever you are. So, I was on my morning workout walk, and I was like, what would be a powerful topic to bring forward? And then I remembered that I had gotten some questions recently from a variety of people that all had a similar pattern in them. And they all asked a similar thing in slightly different ways. And that question was, how do I fall in love with myself? How do I fall in love with myself? If there's anyone in this life that is absolutely worth loving unconditionally, it is you, my love. It is you. And if you are going through life without a sense of true self-love, which I guarantee most of you are, because this is how we are programmed, then there is this big, beautiful, powerful, gorgeous aspect of life that you are missing out on. There is so much to be opened up, and so much beauty and so much power in fully loving yourself, embracing your quote-unquote flaws, embracing your quote-unquote imperfections, embracing your darkest shadow, embracing all of those parts that you were conditioned that were wrong or bad or not enough or whatever it might be. You are worth loving in full. You are deserving of loving yourself in full and being loved in full. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are fucking worthy. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I don't care who you've been with. I don't care what you think is bad, wrong, dark, whatever. Every part of you is worth loving, because any other idea of what love is a lie. Conditioned love is a lie. True love is unconditional. And what are we made of, my loves? We are made of love. We are made of unconditional love. We are made of this beautiful divine love that is so glorious and profound and deep and impactful. And oh, it is just otherworldly, like you and me. So, how can you tap into that? How do we tap into this profound, deep level of love? Well, the first thing you have to note is there is no actual formula. But as I was sitting here, I was like, well, here are some things we can do. And so where I want to kind of start with this is, first of all, take a look and understand that anything in the way of absolute love for yourself is programming, conditioning, aka lies. Programming, conditioning, also known as lies. If you have any excuse that comes up for yourself that blocks you from fully loving yourself, it is a lie. So for a really long time, my story was, well, no one's going to love me. I'm the fat girl. or I'm not worthy of loving. I look like this, or, you know, I take a ton of fucking amphetamines. I was taking Adderall for so many years. I felt like a fucking, you know, addict. I'm not worthy of being loved. I'm an addict. I'm not worthy of being loved. I'm fat. I'm not worthy of being loved. I am, insert reason right there. So what if I were to tell you that those things that are in the way of you loving yourself are there due to trauma? So I was walking around taking that Adderall and popping it like it was freaking water because I had underlying trauma that I had not addressed. In addition to that, I had excess weight on my body because of trauma that I had not healed or looked at or paid attention to. And again, no one teaches us how to fucking do this shit. No one teaches us how to heal trauma. No one teaches us that maybe that person is an addict or is, you know, whatever their quote unquote issue might be, is because of trauma. It is trauma, 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 trauma. That word needs to become a standard word that we use to describe situations, because that's the truth. Underneath every ailment, everything, every situation, sickness, this, that, whatever, is trauma for the most part. Okay. So once I started looking at my traumas and once I started healing my traumas is when the relationship with myself began to heal. So step number one, what traumas have you avoided and not looked at? Step number one on the path to fully falling in love with yourself. What traumas lie underneath that you have not paid attention to or looked at? So a few of my traumas. One was my sexual abuse. My sexual abuse from the age of 2 to 8. I was molested multiple times by a distant family member. And actually, I didn't remember that until last year. So my trauma was hidden far beneath. It took me doing 8 years of quote unquote the work, like the inner work on myself, healing myself, loving myself, doing all this work, 7 or 8 years, until finally my inner child felt safe enough to be like, by the way, there's this. So I had done all this work on myself, and then I was presented with, this is something that we were holding from you until you were ready. Because had I remembered my sexual abuse earlier, it would have fucking, I don't even know. It could have thrown me off and I don't know if I would have been able to come back. Our bodies are so beautiful the way that they protect us. My brain protected me. My little girl inside of me protected me from that information until I was fully ready to remember. And when I did remember, it wasn't easy. It took a lot of work to be able to release and heal it. But I am on the other side of it now, which I'm very grateful for. So that being said, I digress, I go back. What traumas are underneath? Are there things that you do that you don't love? For example, are you addicted to something? Are you addicted to a substance? Do you have any type of eating disorders? I had that as well, by the way. Hello, bulimia. I was there too. Do you engage in activities that you think aren't for your highest good? For example, do you drink every night? You know, do you do things that are self-sabotage-ish, right? Like, is there any element of self-sabotage that shows up in your life? Is there an imposter syndrome that shows up in your life? These all link back to trauma. So look at your life, take a scan of your life, and ask yourself, where are my unhealed wounds? Where does my trauma lie? And you don't have to know the answer right away. And you can do it in such a way that it comes to you with grace, with ease. You are the master of your own universe. You can call upon your experience to be done so with ease. So whenever I ask for assistance from the universe, spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, I always say, please show me in a way in which I can easily understand with grace and with ease. So if I was to ask to be shown my trauma, I would say, what lies underneath this behavior? Show me with grace, with ease. Close your eyes, follow the trail of energy. See if you can identify it yourself. If you can't, trust that it will show up at some point at the right time. All you need to do is set the intention and show up for yourself every day. Okay. So step number one, trauma work, healing the trauma. And it takes time to do that. And by the way, it doesn't really necessarily end, but in the process of doing so, you begin to fall in love with yourself. And, you know, I don't know if I've healed all my trauma yet, but I definitely have loved, I love myself now. And I'm sure there's so much more work to do. I'm sure there's things that are out of my awareness right now. I mean, humans are such complex creatures. We're like an onion. There's layers and layers and layers. So knowing that I have fallen in love with myself, even if I have so much more work to do, it's beautiful. And so I hope for you, gives you some hope that you don't have to get to a space of, I've healed all my traumas, now I can love myself. It doesn't work like that. And like I said, there's no 1, 2, 3 process. It's an overall type of situation. So what else? Number one was healing our traumas, getting acquainted with and healing our traumas. Number two, the trauma is linked to shadow work. What is shadow work? Your shadow is the part of you that you reject or deny or hate. And how sad that we are taught to reject, deny, or hate any part of us. Our shadow self is the part of us that will set us free. Our shadow self is the most empowered and beautiful aspect should we tap into it and see it as such. Our shadow has behaviors and various ways of being that could initially make us feel that we're dark, that we're wrong, that we're bad, that there's something negative. But in fact, there's so much wisdom in your shadow. Your shadow self houses incredible, powerful information. Your shadow self is what will help you fall in love with yourself. Embracing your shadow self is what will help you fall in love with yourself. So what were my shadows? The shadows and the traumas can be linked. My shadows were addiction. Another one was sexual shame. Sexual shame was a really big one. And I did an episode on addiction and sexual shame and sexual abuse. I've done all of these in my last season, if you want to go back and listen to that and hear more about it. But sexual shame for me was also linked to my abuse. And I didn't know I was walking around with so much sexual shame, you know, and we're raised in this society where we're taught to believe that sex is shameful, sex is bad, especially as a woman, you're immediately called a whore while a man gets to be called a pimp. I mean, come on, hello, patriarchy, what are we doing here? But really though, we are taught that sex is bad, when in reality, none of us would be here without sex. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that. None of us would be here without sex. So how can sex be bad? However, we are conditioned to believe many lies surrounding sex. Perhaps I will do a separate episode about that. That's a different topic altogether, and I don't want to digress from what we're working on here. So my shadow was that stuff. My shadow was the addictions, from the food addiction to the amphetamine addiction to any other type of addiction that showed up for me. And then also my sexual shame and any type of darkness I had around sexual activity or sex in general. And there were many more too, but those are just two examples that come forward for me that I feel called to share with you guys, so that when you're asking yourself, what are my shadows, that can help you begin to see. And the key is to fall in love with your shadow. Understand that your shadow was there for a purpose. Your shadow was there to help you. Your shadow was there to help heal you. Your shadow was there to be able to bring light to something that you have stuffed down within yourself. Your shadow is there to help you see the truth of who you are, to help you see the glory of who you are, to help you see the beauty of who you are. Your shadow is here to heal you. Your shadow is here to help you. Your shadow is not bad. Your shadow is not wrong. Your shadow is not dark. Your shadow is here to help you. Every dark aspect of yourself, and I say dark in quotes, is here to help you, to love you, to help you love you. So what shadow parts of yourself are you not looking at? And where can you love yourself more? You begin to love your shadow, your life changes. So much opens up for you. It is fucking powerful. My God, it is so powerful. And now, you know, and it's not like your shadow disappears. You gotta love your shadow. But when you love it, it comes to the light. And it's this beautiful merging that through the shadow comes the light. It's funny because I actually have that tattooed on my side. in Farsi, because my name in Farsi is Saye, and that means shadow. What do you know? It's funny. I'm a big proponent of shadow work. Shadow work is huge, huge. And there are many ways to do shadow work. Now, I won't get into the specifics in this episode. If I get enough feedback to get into it more, perhaps I will do a separate episode just on shadow work. But, you know, you can Google it and you can look up a bunch of different ways. I gave you a little bit of guidance as to how to go about healing your shadow and merging with your shadow and understanding that in your shadow lies the light. Okay? Other than shadow work, what's next? Inner child work. Ooh, this one is powerful because your little girl or little boy that resides within your beautiful being has so much wisdom for you, has so much power for you, has so much love for you, is aching for you to show up, is aching for you to come and say, hi, I see you. I love you. You beautiful little being. I'm so sorry that I have abandoned you. I'm so sorry that I have betrayed you. I am so sorry that I haven't shown up for you. I'm so sorry that I haven't been there for you the way that I could have been there for you. I deeply love you, you beautiful, magical, mystical, powerful little one that resides within me. I fucking love you. Do you speak to yourself like that? I don't think so. That's the issue. You want to speak to yourself the way you speak to your little children, or to, if you don't have children, but how would you imagine yourself speaking to children? And if you speak to yourself in any other way, it's because that's how you were conditioned and that's how you were spoken to. So the voice speaking to you is a liar and it isn't yours. It is not your voice in there that is calling you an idiot, that is judging you, that is criticizing you, that is speaking down to you. It is not your voice. This is the conditioned voice that showed up at some point in time that tried to tell that was projected onto you from adults around you, be it teachers, parents, or whoever else it might have been. And you know, our parents, teachers, all those people, they do the best they know how to do, but they're all walking around with unhealed trauma too. So they're sitting there and projecting their shit right onto you. That's all they know. This is why it's so important for us to heal our traumas, because if we don't, we project that shit right onto our kids and we keep creating generations of people that don't love themselves and are constantly searching for love and validation outside of them. And this is resulting in so many issues in the world. So many. If we all loved ourselves, the world would change. If we loved ourselves, the world would change. If we truly stepped into the glory and the divinity of who we are and we stopped rejecting ourselves, stopped betraying ourselves, stopped believing that we aren't enough, stopped buying into the lies that society is telling us, the dictatorial bullshit, the programming, the negativity, all of that stuff. If we said no, and if we stood up for ourselves and we said we have had enough, we are done with this horse shit you guys are programming up us with. And we shifted our schools to be schools that teach you self-love, meditation, empowerment, truth, power, love, glory, all of these things, how divine we are, how empowered we are. If we did this, the world would change. All we need is to love ourselves. And it's not easy, but it's fucking possible. So yes, it is possible to change the world. It starts with you. As Gandhi said, be the change. Be the change and it will show up in life around you. You are worthy of loving yourself. You deserve to love yourself. Going back, I get a little passionate sometimes. Going back to the inner child work, what can you do to help begin to heal the relationship with the little one inside? A daily meditation is a really powerful way to do it. Meditating, imagining yourself, and you know what? Maybe one of these episodes I will lead a powerful inner child meditation, because I have a really great one that I've created. So an inner child, you want to sit there with your little one every day for a few minutes a day. How do you do that? You close your eyes, you go inside, you call them forward. It is that easy. It also doesn't always happen immediately for everyone. It is a practice. You got to keep doing it. You close your eyes, you call your little one forward and ask them how they're doing, how they are. Do they have a message for you? Alternatively, if some situation happened throughout your day that was a situation that you didn't like how it felt or brought up insecurities within you, or you're sitting in a kind of a spiral and your mind is going down that spiral and you're not really sure, you know, how to stop it, call your little one forward and ask, "What's the trigger, my love? Why do you feel unsafe in this moment? I love you, you beautiful little one." Watch what wisdom your little one has for you. So inner child work is really powerful. And I will do one episode of a inner child meditation, and that can help you be part of your practice that you can do moving forward. I have a practice of speaking to my little girl. I have the reminder in my phone every night, but I don't do it every night. I'm being honest. I do it 50% of the time. But when I do it, I sit and I look at her and I say, "I love you, little Cam. I love you so much, little Saya," as she was back then. "You beautiful little angel face, I love you. What message do you have for me today?" Or if she shows up looking a little sad, I'll ask her, "My love, why are you sad today?" And I'll just be with her. I'll just let her be sad. I'll hold for her, because no one did hold for her when she was younger. They tried. They didn't know how. If they can't hold for themselves, how can they hold for you? That's why they tell kids not to cry. It's a control thing, and it's because they were conditioned not to hold their own emotions. So how can they hold the emotions of others? So inner child work. And finally, one of my favorites is, all of these are my fucking favorites, but another one is mirror work. How can you love yourself if the relationship you have with the mirror isn't one of love? How can you fully love yourself if you don't allow yourself to love what you see staring back at you? You want to get to that space where you look in the mirror and you go, "Fuck yeah, I'm a fucking goddess," or "I'm a fucking king or queen," or whatever your language is. Look at that beautiful human staring right back at me. "You gorgeous, glorious human being. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm so grateful for you and everything you do. Thank you, body, for showing up for me the way you do. Thank you for waking up. Thank you for breathing. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for always showing me exactly what's going on through your aches and your pains. I know you're communicating with me on a daily basis. Body, I love you. I'm so grateful for you. You are such a powerful fucking force. And I am so sorry that I didn't see that before. And I promise from this day forward, every time I look at you, instead of speaking dark to you, I will speak love to you. I will speak light to you. I will speak glory to you. I will speak you up. I will speak you into the greatness that you are, because that is who you are. Everything else I've been conditioned to believe about you is a lie. And I'm done." So yeah, do you talk to your body like that? We tend to overlook the relationship with our body because we're so conditioned to believe that something is wrong with us and what can be further from the truth. There's nothing wrong with you. I don't care if you're, you know, skinny, fat, old, all of those are beautiful. Anything else we have been conditioned to believe is a lie. And remember, everything you believe is true. Did you get that? I'll say it again. Everything you believe is true. So you want to believe that, you know, if you have some wrinkles, it's ugly? Okay, then it's ugly. You want to believe that having wrinkles means you've lived a beautiful, grand life and that life has treated you well and that you have memories behind every wrinkle? Then that, my love, will be how you relate to yourself. Everything you believe is true. So how about creating some beliefs that actually serve you? How about creating beliefs that actually will help catapult you to a new level? How about creating beliefs that will help you love yourself? So whatever you are, however you look like, and I'm not saying there isn't room for improvement. You know, I am somebody who is always dedicated to bettering myself, but that doesn't mean I don't love myself in this very moment. I am worthy of loving myself right now, even if the dream version of myself is a little bit different. I still fucking love what I see in the mirror. Every day I love, 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 love what I see. And I'm so, so, so grateful for it. Same goes for you. If there's parts of your body or yourself that you feel like you want to adjust because you want to be a different, you know, if you want to be the best possible you, by all means, do it. But fall in love with you now anyways. Because you are worthy of loving yourself right now. So that's what Cam's version of how to fall in love with myself comes down to. Healing trauma, shadow work, inner child work, and mirror work. Stand in front of that mirror every day and just say, I love you, and speak love to yourself. Notice how your eyes are always trained to go to your flaws with the mirror work. And instead of going to your flaws and going, ugh, I look fat today. Ugh, I look this today. Switch it to, oh, my stomach is doing whatever it can to help me digest that food, and I'm really grateful. Thank you, stomach. I love you. I'm going to drink a lot of water and help you and assist you in that today. It's such a shift. It's such a small shift, but it's such a powerful shift. And so the question I leave you with, as I always leave you with a question. Where am I not honoring myself right now? Where am I not honoring myself right now? Wherever you're not honoring yourself is where you're not loving yourself. Where am I not honoring myself right now? I hope this was helpful. Thank you, as always, for listening and for tuning in. I am so grateful to each and every single one of you. Thank you. If this was helpful, please feel free to share with friends. Please feel free to screenshot and share on social media and tag me at @Cam_Kashani, @Cam_Kashani. Feel free to check out my website, camkashani.com, for, well, it needs some updates. It's coming. Updates are coming. But I do send out weekly emails. If you would like to get on board with that, powerful weekly emails, go ahead and sign up on my website at camkashani.com. And I look forward to being with you again next time. If you guys have any questions about anything I spoke about today, feel free to reach out on Instagram or on my website in the messages section as well. Or Instagram, you can shoot me a DM. Always happy to be of service. Sending you all so much love. Thank you. Remember, you're worthy of love. You're worthy of being loved. You're worthy of loving you. You are just perfect. I love you. Goodbye.